From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jiabi Lee reporting. On the eve of closely watched public hearings, the Republican chairman and top Democrat on the U.S. Senate Intelligence Committee pledged an exhaustive and impartial probe of Russian meddling in last year's election and any possible collusion by President Donald Trump's inner circle. Chairman Richard Burr said the investigation scope will go wherever the intelligence leads it. Senator Mark Warner of Virginia, the committee's ranking Democrat, also said they will get to the bottom of it. Burr elaborated, an unprecedented amount of documents have been arrived and the committee is in constant negotiation with the intelligence community to gain access to additional material. He added there will be at least 20 interviews to conduct, including with President Trump's advisor and son-in-law Jared Kushner, who volunteered to speak with a panel. President Donald Trump's move to unravel Obama-era environmental regulations launched with great fanfare Tuesday, attracting scorn from both ends of the political spectrum. Trump's order will seek to suspend, rescind, or identify for review more than a half dozen rules in an attempt to increase domestic energy production in the form of fossil fuels.
My action today is the latest in a series of steps to create American jobs and to grow American wealth. We're ending the theft of American prosperity and rebuilding our beloved country.
Concerted pushback from Democratic lawmakers and doubts from conservatives skeptical of Trump's commitment to the cause suggest that making good on one of his main campaign promises could be futile. This is VOA News. U.S. First Lady Melania Trump presented the International Women of Courage Award to 13 women in Washington Wednesday.
Each battle forces, such as governments, the courts, gender bias, terrorism, war, and corruption, and were willing in each moment to face harsh penalties, including imprisonment and death. As they continue to preserve against unimaginable odds, these women are extraordinary examples of reaching within to find the courage that lies inside us all to change the world.
The Secretary of State's International Women of Courage Award honors women around the world for exhibiting courage and leadership in their advocacy for peace, justice, and women's empowerment. Since its creation in 2007, the program has awarded more than 100 women from 60 countries. Syrian opposition representatives attending the peace talks report the issue of a transitional government leading to a political settlement to end the country's war has been broached for the first time. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from the site of the talks in Geneva.
Head of the High Negotiating Committee, Nasser al-Hariri, says his delegation has engaged in serious discussions regarding constitutional changes and an 18-month transitional process leading to UN-supervised elections for a new government. He speaks through an interpreter.
Of course, one session will not be enough to discuss this topic. We hope that the coming meetings, we will have further discussions in depth about this topic. And we're hopeful that these discussions will not be wasted. On the contrary, we want to build on them in a way that feeds into the political process to reach a political solution.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson is set to hold talks with Turkey's political leadership Thursday in Ankara. Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul that Syria is expected to top the agenda.
Officially, the U.S. president has not made a decision over continuing to support the Syrian Kurdish groups, which make up the backbone of the Syrian Democratic Forces in fighting the Islamic State. Analysts suggest Ankara will be looking for guarantees from Tillerson that Kurdish forces will quickly withdraw if they take part in capturing Raqqa. Tillerson could help mitigate Turkish displeasure if, as expected, he addresses the question of the creation of safe haven areas in Syria for the return of Syrian refugees, a key demand of Ankara. Turkey hosts about 3 million Syrian refugees.
I'm Jiabi Lee in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.